And there is Simeon, with the sweep of God's prophetic voice in a very personal moment. For he has now seen his salvation, and he has been given peace, which in his view is allowing him now to die. And the truth is, throughout the Christmas narrative and Epiphany, we have heard those sweeping promises of God for the world, for society, but also for us. Simeon knew that that proclamation that the Messiah is now in our midst, Emmanuel, God with us, demands a personal response, a personal decision to follow God's call in our lives. And in all the sweeping work of God, we should not miss the point that light and darkness are woven together. Jesus is the consolation of Israel. He is the salvation of all people, but it will come at a cost, and a sword will pierce Mary's heart. And Luke weaves into this tapestry of hope also the dark threads of the realities that we know are part of our lives. And Simeon looks at Mary and says, "Indeed, this child is to be the destiny of the rise and fall of many in Israel. It will be a sign to the oppressed, but a sword will pierce your soul." Simeon proclaims the reality of the tapestry of our lives, in which there is struggles of life and hope, joy and sorrow. But Simeon and Anna invite us to be people of hope. Now, hope is not about optimism. It is about a conviction of what occurred in the past in Jesus Christ points to a future where there is no longer suffering and pain and no longer death. But it holds us here firm and secure in our presence, knowing that the best is yet to come, knowing that God will save us, knowing that God will hold us secure whatever we face in our lives. That is hope. We are called to be people of hope. And of course, for Simeon and Hannah, they had a hope. They had seen the Messiah in their presence. But by the time that Jesus came to his full years, when he came to that point in history of his crucifixion and resurrection, Simeon and Hannah would have been long gone. So would have most of the shepherds and the wise men, possibly even Joseph who watched over him. But there in our story this morning is the signs of hope beginning to bloom. 30 years would pass before the gospel story would declare Christ crucified, Christ resurrected, and Christ ascended. And the truth is that Anna and Simeon had little more than we have. They had the scriptures. They had the belief. They knew God's moving moment, sometimes close, sometimes far away. And they, like us, are called to take out a step of faith as we hold on to hope, hope that Christ brought in with his birth, death, and resurrection. And of course, the coordinates for hope are faith, perseverance, and endurance. And hope, as the author of Hebrews reminds us, is the anchor that holds our soul firm and secure, whatever our life brings about. This morning we celebrate the presentation of Christ in the temple. It is one of those moments in Mary and Joseph's faith journey. This morning we celebrate the licensing of Christina, a moment along her faith journey, a moment that she has heard the voice of Christ call to her and she has responded. And Christine, I hope today, along with all of us, may know that Christ is our hope. It is the hope that will hold us firm and secure amongst the joys, which I'm sure there will be many, but also amongst the difficult times, firm and secure in the knowledge that the best has yet to come. So this morning, as we turn from the birth of Christ and the Christmas season, as we turn to face towards the cross and Lent, let us see this image of the Christ child and the cross and know that both are woven together to give us hope. A hope of what is to come, but which has broken into our present. And taking the child in his arms, Simeon turns towards God and offers a praise, for the light of the revelation has come into the world. Amen.